Drag performances happen regularly all around Ohio, as they have for many years. Men dressed as women with elaborate and sometimes outrageous hair, costumes, and makeup perform on stages and in clubs in Columbus, Cleveland, and Cincinnati, but also in smaller towns like Lima and Monroe. Dayton has its own drag tradition. Community Voices producer Eva Buttacavoli talked to some local drag performers for a glimpse of what it takes to prepare for a show.
So anyone that knows me knows I'm a girly girl. I love to dress up, I love heels, and I know my way around a pair of Spanx. And I love drag. I mean, who else takes girly girl to this level? These are my people. And here I live in Dayton, Ohio, and drag is out in Dayton. I asked three of the best in town their tips and tricks. And let me tell you, girls, drag queens are queens for a reason. They know their stuff. First, the hair. So much hair. No, not the wigs, but you know, the hair on guys. I asked drag performer in Miskay, Ohio, Eric Williams, about it.
The very, very, very first thing that I would do, assuming that I haven't been in drag for like a month, I'm hairy, all of that, I would go into the bathroom, strip down, and cover myself wherever I'm not supposed to have hair with feet. Legs, underarms, that sort of thing, chest, tummy. And while that's setting, I'm going to shave and get all the hair off my face.
Then there's Brent Johnson and Jonathan McNeil, two drag artists from Dayton's popular comedy drag troupe, the Ruby Girls.
I am not a leg shaver. I have very little chest hair, so just a quick swipe and I'm done on my chest. Very little leg hair, but I don't shave my legs. I just do three pair of pantyhose, sheer to waist, nude.
So I don't shave my legs. I don't shave anything. And, you know, armpits are hairy, chest is hairy.
All right, don't worry. We won't go any further into that. How about the body? I asked Eric how he creates that little waist and the womanly hips and butt. You know, the lumps and bumps I try to manage with Lycra.
You can find an old couch cushion or go to a craft store and find like the foam cushion that you would use for a couch. You would take a bread cutter and cut. It's basically the shape of like a kidney bean, or I've heard some drag queens say the shape of Africa. You cut two of them out and you can layer up pantyhose over these hip pads that you would basically place over your hips and butt. Mm-hmm. And once you've got on enough pairs of pantyhose, sometimes it's like 7, 8, 12 pairs of pantyhose, they'll basically smooth out. And once you have on the rest of your clothing and everything, it just looks like a perfect hourglass figure.
So now I know. I also know it takes some ingenuity and foam rubber to keep the girls front and center. Here's Jonathan and Brent.
I have two Nerf balls that are cut in half that are tied together with a pantyhose and then knotted at the end to create a little ba-boom, a little nipple action. And then
I have my favorite pair of foam breasts that I made probably a decade ago or more. They look great. They're exactly the right size, so if I lose them, I'm going to be traumatized. But over the years, I've done bird seed, I've done water balloons, which can get real messy if you turn the wrong way.
Really?
Really.
Pretty inventive, huh? I think I'm pretty clever with a few safety pins or double stick. But in the dressing room of the Miskay, Ohio pageant, I saw earrings glued on, waist girdled with saran wrap and duct tape, and yes, exactly what you're thinking, the securing of the boy parts. I asked Jonathan if he would tell me what he thought about it.
So I tuck my business away, but not as much. There are some queens who will tie it down and around and duct tape and
I've
all that.
I've heard duct tape and saran wrap stories.
Yeah. It sounds horrible.
I actually got to see that when I was at the pageant.
Yeah. It's.
I kept on reminding myself, I lived in Miami Beach in the 90s. I can deal with this, but wow.
Yeah.
So it's pretty funny when you think about it, isn't it? What we do to look a certain way. And we're not talking surgery here. We're talking self-expression, really. I asked Eric.
Imagine I didn't know what drag was. Explain what drag is.
So many different performers would say that it's so many different things. And one of the interesting things I've heard from a famous person, RuPaul, she says that everyone is born naked and the rest is drag.
For YSO's Community Voices, I'm Eva Buttacavoli.